Okay, this is a phase one commutation hearing for Irvin Westby A. Wesley, ADC number 290918. He's serving one offense, and that is aggravated assault. And he received a 4.5-year sentence, and he's requesting a one-year reduction in the sentence. The CSBD is listed as November 2 of 2019, and the CSED is listed as June 16, 2020. And his ERC date is listed as November 14, 2019. And if we were to honor his reduction, he would already be out as of December 26, 2018. I should have started with the hearing by pointing out the fact that there are three board members present to participate in this hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal and the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis. And those are the members who are participating in this hearing today. And as I indicate that this is the one, the young has one offense listed, and the current cause number is 2016-00072. And based upon information that I've gleaned, that this was a, basically started off to be a robbery. He wanted to rob the victim, going to the victim's house and trying to get a some money. And he indicated he wanted to purchase some diapers and some formula for his older son. He said that he had been unemployed and he did not have any resources. However, the victim, who turned out to be the victim, struck him in the head, and he fought back, and he regretted that he retaliated at this time, and he was truly sorry for his action, and he describes himself as a family man. The incident offense itself took place back on January 28, 2015, when the as I've already indicated, when the defendant attempted to rob the victim, and she pursued him, and then she was joined in the pursuit by the police and the K-9 unit and the Pinal County Sheriff's Office, and they found him. The plea agreement would have been, a minimum would have been 2.5 years, the presumption would be 3.5 years, and the maximum would be 7 years, and the aggravated maximum would have been 8.75. As indicated before, he received 4.5 years, which is a year more than the presumptive. And I think one reason it was more than the presumptive is that he did have a criminal record dating back to 2014, March 13 of 2014, for organized retail theft, as he also had, that was his record. This would have been his first time appearing before this board, and he had a recent discipline, and that would have been for out of place before count, and he also had a refusal in terms of his in terms of his in terms of his employment. He felt that he should have, and he feels that he should that the governor should modify his disagreement, because he feels that the plea agreement should have been dismissed, and the aggravated assault with a deadly weapon should be reduced, and if it had been reduced, it should have been reduced by 1 year. He also feels that he's not a violent person, and that since he's been incarcerated, he has found God. But inasmuch as he already had this criminal record, and this is only 1 year above the maximum, I mean above the presumptive, I would not see this as being as being excessive. I think it's an appropriate sentence. Therefore, I do not feel that it is excessive at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time who may feel otherwise and who might want to add something to my discussion. Hearing none at this time, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be not to pass to phase two.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Quinones, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. He will not, that is, Mr. Irvin Wesley, will not, ADC number 290918, will not be passed to phase two, and this will end his hearing. Thank you so very much.